说我们感谢你把我们又一次召聚到你面前。
Lord, we thank thee for gathering us together before you again.
因为你乐意把你心里的话向我们解开。
Because you're willing to reveal the word that is in your heart to us.
在你那永远的旨意的里面。
And in thy eternal will.
你为我们存留了多少的祝福。
You have reserved for us so many blessings.
也给我们多少的吸引。
And you have captivated us much.
并且也叫我们在你面前实实在在的看到跟随你的路是如何的继续走完。
And truly you show us the path how to continue on to follow after you.
我们向你低头敬拜。
And we bow and worship you.
因为你的荣耀你的尊贵你的权柄和能力都在你的宝座上向仰望等候你的人来发出。
Because you manifest what is on your throne to those who look and seek after you, your glory, your power, your honor, and your grace and mercy.
主啊，我们不寻求你以外的任何的好处。
Lord, we do not seek any good thing outside of thee.
我们单一的寻求要在你自己的荣耀的光中知道跟随你的脚踪。
And solely, we only look into your glorious light to know the footsteps how to follow you.
主啊，谢谢你，因为你没有丢弃我们。
Lord, we thank thee because thou hast not forsaken us.
当地上的人都在那里背向你的时候，你仍然吸引我们爱慕活在你的宝座前。
And when all the world has their back turned toward you, you still captivate us to follow after you.
求主一面保守我们能跟随你到底。
Lord, we do ask that you keep us to be able to follow you to the end.
一面也吸引我们向你有更多的敞开。
And on the other hand, to let us to be more open before you.
当你把天打开的时候。
And when you do open heaven to us,
我们实在是有地位来承接天一切的丰富。
Indeed, we would have room to receive all the fullness that you bestow to us from heaven.
主啊，晚上我们这一段的时间仰望在你手里。
Lord, we entrust tonight's time into thy hand.
愿你成就你所要做的一切。
May you accomplish all that you want to do.
我们向你低头下拜。
We bow and prostrate and worship you.
因为你显明你是配得一切的尊贵荣耀和称颂。
Because you manifest that you are worthy to receive all praises, thanks.
但愿晚上你借着赐人智慧和启示的灵，叫我们在你的话中见光。
Tonight may you grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation to see light from your word.
叫更多的人受吸引来爱慕，活在你永远的旨意的当中。
So more can be captivated to desire to live in your glorious will.
我们等候你。
We will wait for you.
仰望在你手里。
We entrust this before you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 我们感谢神在启示录第四章末了的时候。
We thank God that at the end of Revelation chapter 4,
我们看到天上那个敬拜就开始了。
We're able to see that the worship in heaven has begun.
这个敬拜从四活物来发动。
And this worship has begun by the four living beasts.
把二十四长老都带到主父神的面前俯伏下来。
It also leads the 24 elders to bow and worship before Father God.
用他们的动作。
To use their action.
用他们的话语。
To use their speech.
来显明一个事实。
To manifest one fact.
神是配得敬拜的。
That God is worthy of worship.
我们看见四活物在那里指明神是从永远到永远的神。
And we can see that the four living beasts there point specifically out for us that God is an eternal God.
二十四长老就立刻俯伏在宝座的面前。
And immediately the 24 elders bow before the throne.
并且把他们的冠冕都放到宝座前。
And also place their crowns before the throne.
我们上次已经提到了这个冠冕不是作王的冠冕。
And last time we may mention that this crown is not a crown of ruler.
这个是服侍和赏赐的冠冕。
But this is a crown as a reward for their service.
也就是说二十四长老把他们所得的最高的完整的赏赐都放在宝座的前边。
And that is also to say that the 24 elders place before the throne their highest, their perfect reward.
那么他们这样的一个动作。
Now this movement they did.
从他们所说的话我们就看出来了。
And from what they say, we can see it.
原来冠冕戴在二十四长老的头上。
That these 24 elders had crowns on their head.
那是他们的尊荣。
That is their glory.
那是他们一个非常蒙福的记号。
And that is a sign that they were truly blessed.
因为这个冠冕放在他们头上。
Because a crown has been placed upon their head.
但现在呢？
But now,
他们从头上把那个冠冕拿下来，放到宝座前。
From the head, they took off their crown and placed it before the throne.
然后就说
，And then they said,
只有神是配得尊贵、荣耀、权柄。
That only God is worthy to receive glory, honor, and power.
虽然因着我们一点点的服侍
，And even though we do have a bit of service,
神你曾经把这样荣耀的冠冕赏赐给我们
，And that God you once gave us.This glorious crown.
把这些说明的这尊贵权柄的冠冕赏赐给我们。
And you have granted to us a reward of this glorious crown.
但现在我们承认。
But now we confess.
真正配的尊贵荣耀权柄的不是我们。
The one who is truly worthy of glory, honor, and power is not us.
能配得的只有神自己。
But only God himself is worthy of such.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们那里就说得非常的清楚。
Because there they said it very clearly.
头一件事情就是你创造了万物。
The first thing is thou hast created all things.
第二件事情，这个才是重要的点。
The second point is the most important one.
一切的创造都是根据神的旨意而显明出来的。
And that all creation are manifested by his pleasure, by his will.
当然这个旨意就是神永远的旨意。
And of course this will points at his eternal will.
在永远过去的永远里面神有一个计划。
And in the eternity past, God had a plan.
神要让这一个计划完成。
And God wants to finish this plan.
他就照着这一个计划来安排了各种各样需要创造的
And so according to this plan, he created all things that needed to be made.
其中也包括了人。
And in the midst of that is man.
一切被造的，包括人在里边，都是根据神永远的旨意，也是为了去满足神永远的旨意。
And all creation, including man, were created for his will and to satisfy his will.
那这是二十四长老他们在神面前那个敬拜的内容。
And so that is the content of the worship of the 24 elders.
而这一个敬拜的内容是非常非常的宝贝。
And the substance of this worship is indeed very, very precious.
因为正好给我们看得见。
Because it truly allows for us to see.
天上的敬拜是怎样的进行。
How is the heavenly worship taking place?
天上的敬拜是怎样的显明神的自己。
And how is the worship in heaven to manifest God himself?
我们常常说我们这些人非常不懂得敬拜。
We often say we are those who does not know how to worship.
我们看看许多神的儿女们包括我们自己在里面。
And we look at many children of God including ourselves.
我们在神面前说是感谢神赞美神。
Before God we say we thank and praise him.
但是我们的感谢赞美都是围绕着一个事实。
But our praise and thanksgiving is all around one theme.
神啊，因为你给了我恩典。
God, because you have given me grace.
因为你拯救了我。
Because you have saved me.
因为你医治了我的病。
Because you have cured me of
my sickness. 因为你为我预备了一个好的工作。
Because you prepared good work for me.
各种各样的那个事。
And all that condition.
但弟兄们，你留意这里。
But brothers and sisters, pay attention to this.
天上的敬拜没有很多的话。
The worship in heaven is not of many words.
天上的敬拜是围绕着一个点。
But the worship in heaven is surrounding one point.
这一个点就是神永远的计划。
And this point is the eternal plan of God.
神，你做的一切是根据你永远的计划。
God, all thy work is according to thy eternal plan.
在创造的起头，你是根据你的计划。
The beginning of your creation is according to that plan.
在万有的发展的过程里面，也是要根据你的计划。
And the process of all things is also according to your plan.
等到将来结局显明出来的时候。
And in the future, when the result is manifested,
仍然是你的计划的完成。
It is still the completion of your plan.
弟兄们，你看到。
Brothers and sisters, you see.
这一个才是摸到神心意的敬拜。
This, in fact, is what touches the heart of God in worship.
不是人在神面前蒙恩蒙到一个何等的高的地步。
It is not how high, how great we have been blessed by His grace.
那你说，那我们在神面前蒙恩，我们不感谢神吗？
Then do you question that should we not thank God because we're blessed by His grace?
就是我们是感谢神。
Yes, brothers and sisters, we do thank God.
但是神所重视的。
But what God focuses on.
是我们从感恩的里面而揣摩到神的心意和他的目的。
Is that from our thanksgiving we're able to touch upon His heart and His will?
然后我们要问一个问题。
Then we must ask this question.
神为什么要向我们施恩？
Why would God want to bless us?
神为什么又为我们预备各种各样？
Why would God prepare all things for us?
我们必须要问出这个问题来。
We must ask this question.
不然的话就是我是主人。
Otherwise, then we would become the Lord.
主是客人。
And the Lord is the guest.
我有需要。
Because I have a need.
主就来供应。
So the Lord came to provide for me.
那就是这是一般基督徒。不知不觉所活在的那个生活的态度的。
Brothers and sisters, many Christians unknowingly live in this attitude in their lives.
但当我们看到天上的敬拜的时候，
But when we see the worship that is in heaven,
我们看到一件事，
We see one thing.
所有的敬拜都向着神的永远的旨意。
That all worship is towards that eternal will of God.
也许我们就会问，
Then maybe we might ask，
但难道24长老没有需要吗？
Does the 24 elders not have a need?
难道四活物没有需要吗？
Does the four living beasts not have a need?
他们不要上神那里支取神的丰富吗？
Don't they need to appropriate from the fullness of God?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters，
但神把我们在他的光中带到一个地步，能看见他永远的旨意。
When God brings us into a point where we can see from His light His eternal will,
这样的人一定越过一个事实。
Then that person surely would surpass a fact.
什么事实呢？
What fact is that?
神说我们的供应是不需要你在神面前去恳求的。
That God being our provision is not something that we need to ask Him of.
当然你恳求是没有错了。
Of course there's nothing wrong with asking Him.
你恳求总比不恳求好了。
It is better for you to ask than not to.
你不恳求比较不知道恳求更好了。
And if you don't ask, it is better, if you don't ask, it's better than not knowing that you need to ask.
但是你真正看见神永远的旨意。
But when you truly see the eternal will of God,
你一定能掌握一个事实。
You would grasp this fact.
你们要先求神的国和他的义，这一切都要给你们了。
You must first seek ye His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these shall be added unto you.
那么清楚的说。
Our Lord has said it so clearly.
不必为这些事情去担心。
You do not need to worry about these things.
要担心的就是你今天究竟站在神的面前是哪一个位置。
But what you need to worry about is what position are you standing before God today?
我们心里所寻求、所等候、所仰望的究竟是什么
？In our heart, what are we seeking after waiting upon?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
天上的敬拜。
The worship
in
heaven.
如果我们会注意那个内容啊
，If we pay attention to the substance,
那是给我们在敬拜的学习上面开了窍的。
Then truly, that will open our channel in regards to worship.
那我们今天晚上继续往前面去看到第五章。
Now we continue on tonight to look into chapter 5.
第五章是接着第四章的敬拜。继续往前去的。
Now chapter 5 continues on from the worship that is in chapter 4.
第四章不是一个独立的一章。
Chapter 4 is not an independent chapter.
第五章也不是一个独立的一章。
Neither is chapter 5.
第四、第五章两章加起来乃是一个完整的事实。
Chapters 4 and 5 when placed together is a complete fact.
第四章是带出敬拜。
Chapter 4 brings us into the beginning of worship.
第五章是从敬拜的里头带出神永远旨意的进行的光景。
Chapter 5 brings us into the condition of the process of the eternal will of God from worship.
所以不管你是从第四章看进去也好，从第五章看进去也好。
So no matter if you look into it from chapters 4 or 5,
你看到天上的敬拜。都是围绕着神永远的旨意做那个中心点。
You can see that the worship in heaven surrounds the central theme of the eternal will of God.
虽然大体上你可以说第五章、第四章的那一个敬拜的重点是向着父。
And even though you can say the emphasis of the worship in chapter 4 is towards the Father,
第五章的那个敬拜的重点是向着子
and the focus of worship in chapter 5 is towards the Son,
但是方向不是最重要
but the direction is not what's most important.
不是说方向不重要 不过我是说不是最重要
I'm not saying the direction of worship is not important, it's not most important.
最重要的是那一个敬拜的内容
but what's most important is the substance of that worship.
那我们从第 五章里头去看看。
And so let us see from chapter 5.
那约翰被提到天上去的时候。
Now when John was taken into heaven.
他除了看见第四章里边所看见的事以外。
Aside from the scenes which he saw in chapter 4.
他就第五章一开始他就说我看见坐宝座的右手拿着
At the beginning of chapter 5, he says, And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book.
这个书卷里外都写了字。
Written within and on the backside.
用七个印来封严了。
Sealed with seven seals.
这个是当时约翰在天上看到的一个事实。
Now this is a fact which John saw in heaven.
这个事实很重要的
And this fact is very important
因为整个第五章以后的事情都是在这一个事实的里头
Because everything that comes after this in chapter 5 is based upon this fact
他看见神手里拿着一个书卷
He saw that in God's right hand there is this book
里外都写着字
And it's written inside and within and without
严严的 封闭起来
And it is sealed completely with seven seals
那首先我们就要问了
And so we must first ask
这个书卷是什么
What is this scroll?
第二个问题我们要问的
And then the second question
为什么要用七个印严严的封起来
Why must you seal it completely with seven seals
那第七个印究竟是什么
And what are these seven seals
那我们一开头就要先解决这个东西
And so first we must solve this
不然的话你看上去你就觉得底下的东西是零零碎碎的
Otherwise as we read on we think they're just bits and pieces
但是你看你解决了这里面所说的
But once you understand what it says here,
我们就看到底下的事情不是零零碎碎的。
Then we realize the content to come is not bits and pieces.
是非常完整的一个事实。
But it is very complete.
从开始进行一直到结束。
From the beginning, the process till the end.
那我们先来问。
Now let us first ask.
这个书卷是什么
？What is this scroll?
就是好像我们就很难解决这个问题了。
Brothers and sisters, it's hard for us to solve this question.
究竟这个书卷是什么呢
？What is this scroll?
以后就没有再说这个书卷了。
It no longer mentions about this scroll anymore.
没有告诉我们这个书卷是什么。
It does not tell us what the scroll is.
但是是真的没有告诉我们吗
？Is it truly that's the case?
没有。
No.
不但是告诉我们。
But what it tells us.
并且是很完整的告诉我们。
It also tells us very completely.
因为这个书卷。
Because this
scroll. 里面所写上的东西。
What is written within.
就是第五章一直到二十二章。
It's what is in chapter 5 through chapters 22.
第五章到二十二章里面所有的事情就是这个书卷里面的内容。
All that is contained in chapter 5 through 22 is what's written within the scroll.
那这个是什么内容呢
Now what is this content?
我们可以这样说。
We can say it this way.
那是神。把地从仇敌的手里面收回的那个手续
And that is the process we can say in which God takes back the land from the enemy
然后把全宇宙带进神计划的终点
And then to lead the entire universe to the end result of God's plan
那这些就是这个书卷里面的内容
And so that is the content that is in this scroll
那这个书卷里面的内容
Now the content in this scroll
可以说
You can also say
就是神在创世以前所定规的那个旨意的完成的过程
The will which God has willed from the beginning of creation and how he is to complete it
那虽然从第五章一直到二十二章没有一点一滴都把神这个计划里面所有的事情都包括在其中
And even those from chapters 5 to 22 it does not tell us point by point the, all of the will of God
但是我们必须记住
But we must remember
现在约翰所看的乃是将来必成的事
Again we have to remember what John is seeing now is the things hereafter
Things to come 这个事情以前的呢
The things before
神老早都已经做了那么厚的记录，所以神就不再提了。
God has already given us such a thick recording. He did not mention it again.
那现在要提的就是以后必成的。
But now what he's mentioning is the things to come.
这个以后必成的，就是神永远的计划的最中心、最关键的那个部分。
And so, in the part of the things to come is the very crucial, the very key of God's eternal plan.
当然有弟兄也告诉我们。
And of course, there are also brethren who tell us.
就是 神手中的对一个地的主权的那个契约。
That some brethren have told us this scroll is the deed to the land that belongs to God.
但比如说，当你细细看进去的时候
，But brothers and sisters, when you read in detail,
你一定能看到
，You will surely see
里面是包括这个契约的成分。
Within it contains the seven covenants.
但是不止这么一件。
Not only this,
因为里面所发生的事情乃是神把地收回的那个过程。
Because the process also tells us the procedure and how in which God will retake the land.
弟兄姊妹都知道。
Brothers and sisters, you all know.
堕落了以后
，After man fell,
地就落在撒旦的手里头，一直到今天。
The land.Fell into the hand of Satan until today.
但是我们的神从来没有承认这个地是撒旦的。
But God has never acknowledged that this land belongs to Satan.
在旧约的日子
，In the days of the Old Testament,
当以色列人被带领出埃及，到了西乃山的脚下。
When the Israelites were taken out of Egypt to the foot of Mount Sinai,
那是在出埃及第十九章。
That is in Exodus chapter 19.
我们就看见神在那里宣告他对这个地的那个主权。
We see that God proclaims His sovereignty over the land.
但是虽然主宣告那个地的主权
，and even though the Lord proclaimed His ownership of the land,
但实际霸占了这个地的乃是撒旦。
But the one who actually occupies the land is Satan.
在祖宗堕落的时候，一直霸占到西乃山，以色列人在那里建造会幕的时候。
When the ancestors fell, the land fell into the hand of the enemy until that time when the Israelites were at the foot of Mount Sinai.
并且继续延长他的霸占一直到今天。
And the enemy continues to occupy the land until today.
还要继续延长他的霸占，直到有一天神把这个地完全的收回。
He continues to occupy until one day when God will reclaim the land.
那因此我们头一件事情要确定这个书卷是什么。
And so the first thing we have to be sure what the scroll is.
那我们怎么知道这个书卷就是第五章到第二十二章呢？
Now how do we know this scroll is what's containing in chapter 5 to 22?
这就和那七个印很有关系。
So this has a lot to do with these seven seals.
因为这个书卷是用七个印来把它封得很严密的。
Because this scroll is sealed with these seven seals.
那也就是说在过去的日子是非这个是一个大秘密。
And so that is also to say, in the past, this is a great mystery.
神还没有把它打开的。
God has not yet opened it.
是用七个印非常严密的把它封住。
So he sealed this scroll closely with these seven seals.
虽然圣灵借着保罗就说，创世以前的奥秘如今已经向他的圣徒们打开了。
And even though the Spirit says through Paul, the great mysteries have been opened, revealed to the saints.
但是只是打开那一个整个的结构。
But it only reveals the great mystery, the structure of this great mystery.
就是神要借着他的儿子把人带回他的荣耀。
And that structure, namely, is thatGod will through His Son bring many sons into glory.
但是具体的事情是怎样进行呢？
But practically, how is that process?
细部的那些事情是怎样的完成呢？
How are they to complete step by step?
In detail.
In detail.
就没有说了。
It's not mentioned.
但是现在我们看到。
But now we see.
在这个书卷的里面说的就是这些从前神没有说的。
What is contained in the scroll are those things which God did not say in the past.
神不要说的时候，
When God did not want to say them,
神就用七个印把它封得很严密。
God sealed them with seven seals.
等到神的时候到了，
In God's time,
神就要向人打开了。
God will open it to man.
所以就一个印一个印的把它揭开。
And so he opened it seal by seal.
所以我们往下看的时候，
And so as we read on,
我们就看见揭开一个印的时候就出现了一些什么。
When one seal is opened, then something will happen.
再揭开一个印的时候又出现什么东西。
And when another seal is opened, then another thing happens.
所以我们说，
That's why we say,
这七个印就是以后那 这章节里边所提到的。
That's why we say that these seven seals are what is mentioned in the chapters to come.
那我们看过以后的那些章节，我们就知道。
And when we have read the chapters to come, then we know.
神荣耀的计划完成了。
The glorious plan of God is finished.
因为到了最末了。
Because at the end,
你看到的是什么？
What do you see?
不单是新天新地
，Not only new heaven and new earth，
并且是新耶路撒冷
，but also new Jerusalem。
那也就是永将来的那个永远
，and that is also the eternity future。
荣耀的永远
，and that's the glorious future。
时间要结束的那个永远
，and that is when the time will come to an end。
我们感谢赞美我们的神
，we praise and thank our God。
那现在在这里给我们看到
，now this here lets us see
神有一个计划要执行
，that God wants to execute this plan。
这一个计划。是关乎整个万有的终结的。
This plan has to do with the when all comes to an end.
如果我们了解到这一点的时候
，Now if we notice that point，
我们就看到二十四长老在第四章末了的那个敬拜的那个原因，
then、
那个内容是怎么一回事
？Then we'll be able to see the reason and the content of the worship of the 24 elders in chapter 4.
你创造了万物
，You have created all things.
万物是因你的旨意而被创造而有的。
And all things are created for thy pleasure.
万有给创造存在了。
Now all things are created and consist.
但是万有的结局是怎样呢
？But what is the result of all creation?
万有的结局就像现在我们所看到的那些吗
？Is the result of all creation what we see now?
当然不是。
Of course not.
因为现在我们所看见的万有是给人被重担的。
Because what we see all creation now it is gives a heavy burden to all.
那正如主任我们交通的时候，我们所提到的，现在那些人所发现的这个现象。你真的，如果你是不是一个没有神的人，你知道那些事情，你不被重担就很稀奇了。
Just as we share on the Lord's Day are those who knows who has knowledge, but it is amazing if they know it and they do not carry a heavy burden.
所以现在的万有的光景不是神旨意的结局。
So the condition of all creation now is not the result of God.
现在的万有是堕落了的事。世界所带来的一个叫人被重担的光景。
But the all creation is under this condition, this phenomenon of bearing a heavy burden since the fall of man.
但是神有一个永远的旨意。
But God has this eternal will.
要把这些事情完全的结束，而带回神起初所要的那个正常。
That He wants to end all these things and once again restore the normalcy, the normality that is in God.
这一个正常。就是新天新地和新耶路撒冷。
And this normal condition is new heaven and new earth and new Jerusalem.
啊，但是要把这整个的计划带到那个地步。
But in order to bring the entire planning to that condition,
有很多的事情必须要处理清楚。
There are many things to take care of.
没有处理清楚的话
，if they're not taken care of,
那就没有办法达到那个目的。
Then that purpose will not arrive.
所以这一个。这一关乎这一部分的奥秘，在从前是完全的封闭起来的。
So this process, the great mystery of this process has not been opened in the past.
用七个印来很严谨的封闭。
And also it was sealed closely with seven seals.
就是用神的那个完全的能力来把它封闭。
It has been sealed with that perfect strength of God.
那我好了，我们现在解决了这几个问题以后。
Now we have solved those two questions.
我们要来留意了。
Then let us pay attention.
这一个书卷有什么呢？要了不起的事情呢
？What is so great about this scroll?
第二节，约翰又看见一件事情了。
First two, John saw another scene.
然后他看见一个强有力的天使。
And he saw a strong angel.
大声的宣传说
，proclaiming with a loud voice.
有谁配展开那书卷？揭开那七印呢
？Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof？
神手里头有一个书卷。
There's the scroll in God's hand。
那是神永远的计划的执行的计划书。
That is the plan in which God can execute His eternal plan。
用印来封的很严密的。
And it's very closely sealed with seven seals.
谁可以把它打开呢
？Who is able to open it？
谁可以把那个七个印拿走
？Who is able to open the seven seals.
可以看得见里边所说的是什么呢?
To see what is written therein.
他发出了一个这样的问题。
He had this question.
然后他就宣告一个答案。
And then he proclaimed an answer.
哦，这个答案是非常非常可悲的。
And this answer is very, very pitiful.
他说在天上、地上、地底上没有能展开、能观看那书卷的。
And he said, and no man in heaven or on the earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book and to look thereon.
为什么没有呢?
Why?
因为没有配展开、配观看那书卷的。
Because no one is worthy to open and to look in the scroll.
那弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
这里又给我们来碰到一个大问题了
Here let us see another big question
神有一个永远的计划
God has a glorious plan
如果这个计划不能打开的话
Now if this plan cannot be opened
永远的计划永远就是封闭在哪里
Then the eternal plan of God will always be sealed
但是神一定要完成他永远的计划
But God must complete His eternal will.
所以这个计划一定要打开。
So this plan must be opened.
但是谁来打开呢?
But who?
谁配呢?
Who is worthy?
谁有这个资格来做这个事情呢?
Who is qualified to do this?
弟兄姊妹们，你说，哎呀，掀开一本书有那么困难吗?
Brothers and sisters, you might question, what's so difficult to open a book?
如果说我们要掀开我们每一个人手上的圣经，那是简单的。
Now for us to open the Bibles in our hands, that is very easy.
你接个哪一页就接到哪一页。
You want to open and turn to any page you want.
但是这一本神手中的书卷就不那么容易揭开。
But now this scroll that is in God's hand is not easy to open.
因为有七个印封严。
Because it is sealed with seven seals.
好像你是封严嘛，就把它揭开就是了。
You say since it's sealed, just loose the seal.
当你把那个一揭开，你碰到的是什么呢？
But brothers and sisters, when you do loose the seal, what do you encounter?
从第六章开始，我们就看到印。
From chapter 6, we'll see the seals.
当然现在我们就不还不是碰印的那个时候。
And so now we won't go into that.
但是我们读过启示录的我们都会有这个印象
But if we read Revelation We have this impression
每一个印揭开的时候
Whenever a seal is
loose 有非常严重的事情发生
There is very great consequences that will happen
不是战争就是死亡
If it's not war it is death
不是死亡就是瘟疫
If it's not death it is plague
不是瘟疫就是各种的灾害
If it's not a plague then it's famine
那弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
假如你现在你去解开
If you are able, you are to open it.
你一揭开就看到这些事情
And when you open it, you see these things.
你受得了吗
Can you bear it?
你承担得起吗
Can you carry it?
我们看到底下的那个事情
When we see the things to come.
虽然对于印呢和印所引出来的那些号啊碗啊读启示录的人有许多种不同的解说
And even though from the seals comes the trumpets and the bowls and many will have different interpretation of them
但是不管有多少种的解说
But regardless of how many different interpretations there are
大家都有一个共同的承认
They all confess to one thing
不说它全部都是灾难吧
It is not that all are tribulation
大部分都是灾难
But many of them are tribulation
如果我们细细去读的话
Now if we read detailly
我们几乎可以肯定的说全部都是灾难
We can almost say assuredly that it is all tribulation
我们以后看印看号看碗的时候我们才慢慢的来注意这些
And later when we read the seals, the trumpets and the bowls We'll pay attention to those
现在我们注意到这些印的那个所包括的那个内容是什么
But now let us look at the content of these seals What does it mean?
你敢揭开那个印吗
Would you dare open these seals?
你有本领去揭开那个印吗
Are you able to open these seals?
那个印一揭开的时候
Because when they are open
带出来的那种事情你能承担得起吗
Can you bear the things that are to come because of them?
没有一个人承担得起
No one is able to bear them
因为里边每一件事情都可以这样说把人带进那个永远的灭亡里去的
Because all the things contained you can say brings man to that eternal damnation
现在我们没有看到的时候
Now even before we get into it
我们只是笼统的这样提一下
We can just say this generally
当我们看到那里去的时候
Because when we do get there
我们一定能看到
We'll surely see
这些印所带出来的结果就是把人留在永远的灭亡里
That the result of these seals would leave man in eternal damnation
就是你要去揭开这个印的时候你能 你有胆量去接吗?
Brothers and sisters, if you were to open these seals, do you dare to do so? Even if you're bold enough,
接出来的那个事情你能接得过来吗?
The result, when you open it, can you receive it?
没有一个人能接过来。
No one is able to.
所以那个天使的答案是非常清楚的。
And so the angel's answer is very clear.
天上地上地底上没有一个人可以能展开那个书卷
No man in heaven,
那个书卷
in earth, under the earth, is able to open the book or to look thereon.
因为没有配展开配观看的。
Because there's no one worthy to open or to look.
这一个答案就害惨了约翰。
And because of this answer, John was very pitiful.
我不知道还好。
If I did not know, that would be better for me. Now I know it, and there's no solution. Isn't that very pitiful? Isn't that very sorrowful? And so John wept. Brothers and sisters, think about this. How old was John there? He was an old man.
固然是比我老了。
He's older than me.
比董弟兄还要老。
He's already older than Brother Dong.
这样的一个老弟兄。
Now this old brother.
他在那里哭。
He was crying there.
不仅是哭。
Not only was he crying.
那里说是大哭。
But he wept much.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，你就晓得。
Brothers and sisters, you know that.
里面的那一种凄惨的感觉是何等的深。
Then you can just sense how.Deep of in the sorrow and what pity he was.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他看见神永远的计划。
Because he saw the eternal plan of God.
没有人能完成神永远的计划。
But yet no one is able to complete the plan of God.
对约翰来说，他实在没办法承接这样的结果。
To John, he cannot receive this result.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
尽管约翰在那里大哭。
Even though John wept much there.
二十四长老当中就有一个来对他说。
And one of the elders said unto him.
他说不要哭。
Weep not.
你看。
Behold.
犹大支派中的狮子，大卫的根。
The lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David.
他能展开那书卷，能解开那七印。
He is able to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Now there is someone.
他能揭开，能观看。
He is able to open and to read.
那这个人是谁呢?
Who is this person?
他是犹大支派的狮子。
He is the lion of the tribe of Judah.
是大卫的根。
The root of David.
大卫的根就说了大卫的子孙了。
Now the root of David points at the son of David.
当然这一个是指着神的儿子耶稣道成肉身的耶稣基督了。
And of course this points at the son of God who is the word becoming flesh.
犹大支派中的狮子那就是从犹大出来的那一个做王的人哦。
Now the lion of the tribe of Judah is the one from the tribe of Judah to be king.
而这个做王的人他是出自大卫的。
And this one who is to be king came from David.
所以他做王乃是根据神给大卫的应许。
So his throne is according to the promise of God to David.
他来就能展开那个书卷。
Now if he came, he would be able to open the scroll.
他来就能揭开那七印。
He is able to loose the seven seals.
为什么他能?
Why is he able?
为什么他能?
Why is he able?
为什么只有他能?
Why is he only able?
为什么别的不能?
Why
can't others do it? 天上没有人能?
No one in heaven can do it.
地上没有人能?
No one on earth can do it.
连地底上都没有人能?
No one can do it under the earth, but only he can.
你说他不是在天上吗?
You say, is he not in heaven?
他不是曾经在地上吗?
Was he not once in earth?
他不是曾经也到过地底下去吗?
Was he not once under the earth?
那他不包括在这个范围里吗?
So does not he include in these boundaries?
感谢神。
We thank God.
他是在天上。
He is in heaven.
他能曾来过世间。
Yes, he once came on earth.
他也到过地底下。
He also went under the earth.
但是他能揭开这七印。
He is able to.
他可以展开那个书卷。
Loose the seven seals and open the scroll. Why?
因为。
Because.
他已得胜。
Because he has prevailed.
弟兄姊妹们，我刚才故意漏读这四个字。
I purposely did not read those four words.
乃是让弟兄姊妹现在你要很注意。
So that brothers and sisters now can pay attention what these words mean that he has prevailed.
他已得胜。
He has prevailed.
那不仅是很笼统的给我们看到他得胜。
Not only does this give us a general sense that he has overcome.
这里面所提到的他已得胜，也不是单单叫我们看见他曾经为我们的缘故钉死在十字架上，埋葬在坟墓里，又从坟墓里面出来，就是这样。
Now this victory here does not only allow for us to understand that he died for our sins, he was once buried, he was also risen, and that's it.
当然包括这些。
Yes, it includes that, but not only that.
这个他已得胜。
But these words, he has prevailed.
这里说出两个事实。
It tells us of two facts.
第一个是时间。
The first is of
time.
第二
个是内容。
And the second is of the content.
说的时间那简单。
And time is very simple.
就是说。
That is to say.
他得胜了。
He has overcome.
他已经把仇敌对付掉了。
He has already destroyed, dealt with the enemy.
已经得胜。
So he has prevailed.
第二个内容就是那个事实。
And so the second is the fact itself.
什么事实呢？
What fact is that?
整个第六个印就是包括整个余下的那个启示录里边所出现的事情他都胜过了。
And so what is to come in the things to come in Revelation, he has already overcome them.
那所以他就能打开这七个印。
So he is able then to loose these seven seals.
他也能观看这个书卷。
He is also able to read the scroll.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你要注意，
You must pay attention.
他已得胜这四个字。
Pay attention to these words. He has prevailed.
非常非常要非常重要的秘密在哪里？
Within, there's a very important secret there.
这个秘密是包括了第五章里边天上那个敬拜。
Now this,
所说到的事情。
Now this secret is included in the worship that is in heaven.
也说到整个余下的启示录里边的事情都包括在里头。
The secret also includes the things that are to come in the rest of Revelation.
如果我们往后回头走。
Now if we go backwards,
也包括那些事情。
It also includes those things.
包括什么事情？
What things?
主一次钉死。在十字架上，
that he was once crucified on the cross,
彻底的把亚当所带来的那个结局全都解决了。
And that by his crucifixion, he completely overturned the result of what is brought about by Adam.
现在这里所说的是以后的。
And now, but what is mentioned here is the things to come.
以后所发生那么许许多多重大的事故。
Now all these great things are to come,
我们的主也一次过完全
Also, our Lord has overcome them once for all.
已经做过了。
He has already done it.
我们看以后的事的时候，
Now, when we look at the things to come,
将来必成的事，
we think they're the things that which will come.
但是在主本身来说，
But to our Lord himself,
那是以后必成的事，都是他已经做完了的事。
To our Lord, those things to come has already been done by our Lord, brothers and sisters.
这是一个非常宝贝的奥秘。
That is a very, very precious secret.
我们没有办法能领会的透彻。
Now we cannot thoroughly understand that.
但是我们也不是说我们不能领会。
But we cannot say that we don't understand it at all.
我们能领会的就是说，我们的主一次的作为就彻底的解决了所有从因着亚当的堕落、撒旦的堕落所带出来的各种各样的难处。
But what we know is that our Lord has overcome once for all the result because of the fall of Satan, because of the fall of Adam.
所以这里说他已得胜。
But now, so that's why it says there, he has prevailed. Not only will he prevail,
如果他是将来才得胜的话，
if he will prevail,
他现在就不能揭这七个印。
Then now he cannot open these seven seals.
他现在能揭这七个印。
But now he can open these seven seals.
乃是因为他已经得胜了。
It's because he has already overcome.
已经成全了。
He has already perfected.Brothers and sisters,
这是非常非常重要的一件事。
This is a very, very important thing.
关乎我们在神那救赎的计划里边享用恩典的那个秘密。
It is the secret in the eternal plan of God how we are to able to enjoy His grace.
那他配。
He is worthy.
他揭开那个印。
He is able to loose the seven seals.
印所带出来的事物他都能承担。
He can bear all the things that come because of the seven seals.
他能看这个印揭开了以后所发表的事实。
He is able to
是怎么一回事。
Because he knows what they are about.
也晓得怎样去把他们解决。
And he is also able to handle and deal with them.
所以他配。
So he is worthy.
他能。
He is able.
所以约翰，你不要哭了。
So weep not, John.
虽然 没有其他的任何被造之物可以揭开这七个印。
Even though no created thing is able to open the seven seals,
但是这一位神的儿子
but this Son of God,
道成肉身的主耶稣基督
this Lord Jesus who was the Word became flesh,
大卫的儿子
the Son of David,
他能揭开这七印。
He is able to loose these seven seals.
他能展开那个书卷。
He is able to open the scroll.
好了。
Now,
他怎么能呢？
How is he able?
他怎么能呢？
How is he able?
立刻，约翰又在继续看，在天上的异象里看到。
Immediately, John saw in the vision in heaven again.
第六节了。
Verse 6.
他我又看见宝座与四活物并长老之中有羔羊站立。
And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb,
像是被杀过的。
As it had been slain.
有七角七圆，就是神的七灵奉差遣往普天下去的。
Having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into the earth.
啊，弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这些话有些是我们熟悉的。
These words, some of it are familiar to us.
有些是我们猜不透的。
And some are not easy for us to understand.
啊，就是因为有些我们猜不透的。
And because there are some that we cannot comprehend.
显明这一个能揭开。这个印的这一个羔羊，他值得我们去留意，也非得承认他是非不可的原因在哪里。
And that is the very reason why we need to pay attention to this Lamb who is worthy to open the scroll and to acknowledge indeed he is worthy to do so.
当长老跟他说出有。人可以揭开这个书卷。
Now, when one of the elders told John, "Yes, there is someone who is worthy to open the scroll," then John saw the lamb.
是什么羔羊？
What lamb?
是一个被杀过的羔羊。
But this is a lamb as it had been slain.
最有意思的就是这句话了。
And now that these words are most meaningful,
我们已经有了一个观念。
We already have this concept.
说这个羔羊，你看上去好像刚刚被杀的。
That this lamb, when you look at this lamb, it has just been freshly slain.
那这是我们很多弟兄姊妹都已经体会的。
Now these many brothers and sisters understand this.
虽然我们的主是在差不多2000年前被挂在木头上。
Even though it was about 2000 years ago that our Lord was hung on the cross.
约翰看见这个异象的时候。
But when John saw this vision,
也起码。是在我们的主被挂在木头上钉死以后50年左右的事。
It was nearly 50 years after our Lord was hung on the tree and that he was nailed to death.
按人的时间观念来说，半世人了。
According to man's time, that is half a lifetime.
在50年前。
50 years ago.
给钉。死在十字架上的那一位神的羔羊
that Lamb of God who was hung on the tree 50 years ago
现在五十年后
now 50 years later
这个五十年是我随便 喊出来的不过就是差不多是这样的时间就是
now I'm just saying this generally about 50 years and so for that sake
现在五十年后
now 50 years later
看见他的时候
when John saw him
他好像刚刚才被杀过的。
It seems as the lamb had just been slain.
那这是我刚才我提了，是我们弟兄姊妹一般来说都已经有的一个了解。
Now I have made mention that brothers and sisters have a general understanding of this already.
但是弟兄姊妹们
，But brothers and sisters，
如果我们留意在第五章所出来的那一个羔羊
，But if we realize the lamb that shows up in chapter 5 here，
圣灵又在我们里面来打开那一个。秘密的话
and if the Holy Spirit opens up that secret to us
你看见那个事情比那五十年后看来好像刚杀过的还要叫我们感觉震惊啊
then you'll see even the greater impact it will have on us than as if the lamb has been slain over 50 years
因为我们看第五章里面的事的时候
because when we see the matters in chapter 5
是把我们一直引到永世的，要引到永远的。
It continues to lead us onward into eternity.
第五章的这一个敬拜的时，那个时间是从约翰看到的那个时候，一直延长到 勇士的开始的。
Because what John saw in chapter 5 is something that will continue on into eternity.
并且继续在勇士里面往前去。
And even in eternity, it will continue onward.
那如果我们掌握了这样的一个事实。
Now, if we're able to grasp that fact,
这个羔羊像是被杀过的那个真相啊，在神的永远的祭火里头，就是一件非常非常不得了的事。
Then the truth about this lamb, as it has just been slain, is indeed something very, very great and important to God.
我想我们中文很难很难把它翻得完全，而又句子很顺。
Now, I think it's very difficult for the Chinese translation to translate it very completely and very smoothly.
因为这里面的那个时态所说到的时候，这个羔羊已经给杀了好久了。
As it's translated, it seems like this lamb has been slain long ago.
但是现在看来它还是被杀的。
But now when you see this lamb, it just has as if it had been just slain.
如果你能把那个时间继续往前挪。
Now if you have that concept, you continue onward in the time.
不管哪一个时间你看见这一个羔羊，它仍然是好像刚刚被杀的。
Now no matter at what time that you see this lamb, it is as if it's just been freshly slain.
这就包括了一个我们的观念里边的过去、现在、将来这三个时段里边，这一个羔羊给人看来都好像很新鲜的给杀过的。
And so in the concept that we have in time, whether it's the past, the present, or the future, then no matter who and when you see this lamb, it is a freshly slain lamb.
但是事实上它是很早很久以前给杀的。
But the fact is he was slain long ago.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你看到这里面有一个事实。
When you see within this, there's a fact.
在薄饼的桌子的面前说到的。
And this is something we've proclaimed during bread breaking.
也就是罗马书上啊，那个新约的书信里面所希伯来书上呢、啊，也都所提到的，我们的主一次所做的，他那个果效，这就一直显明在永不过去的光景里。
And so that's what's mentioned to us in Romans and Hebrews that what our Lord did was once for all; it will never pass.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
是这样的一位羔羊。
It is this lamb.
他现在走出来。
Now he comes forth.
长老就指着他说。
And the elder points at him.
他配。
He is worthy.
因为他已经得胜了。
Because he has prevailed.
他配。
He is worthy.
他怎么得胜呢？
How did he prevail?
就是过去被杀，现在看来好像刚刚被杀，在以后的日子，他仍然是刚刚被杀。
He was slain. When you see him now, it is as if he had been slain. And when you see him in the future, he is still freshly slain.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
这一个羔羊。
This lamb.
他有七角七眼。
He has seven horns and seven eyes.
七角说的完全的权柄。
Seven horns speaks of complete authority.
七眼底下就说就是七灵，就是。奉差遣到全地的，那就是说到圣灵。
And seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth unto the earth, that speaks of the Holy Spirit.
这位身为羔羊的，他跟圣灵是联合在一起来成就神所要做的工的。
This lamb is united with the Holy Spirit to complete the work of God.
因此他有完全的权柄来执行。神所托付给他的。
Therefore, he has perfect authority to execute what God has entrusted to him with.
那现在我们留意了。
Now let us pay attention.
这个羔羊来到那里，就从住宝座的右手里拿了书卷。
Now he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne.
他既拿了书卷，四活物和二十四位长老就俯伏在羔羊面前。
And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb.
各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祷告。
Having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints.
那弟兄姊妹们留意了。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
当羔羊从神手里头把那个书卷拿过来。
Now when the Lamb took from God's hand the scroll.
四活物和二十四长老就俯伏敬拜。
The four living beasts and the 24 elders fell down and worship.
敬拜谁呢?
To worship who?
俯伏在谁的面前?
Who did they bow before?
俯伏在羔羊的面前。
They fell before the Lamb.
原来他们是俯伏在神的面前, 神宝座的面前。
They fell before the throne of God.
现在是俯伏在羔羊的面前。
Now they fell before the Lamb.
而这一个俯伏的位置的转变。
Now they changed the direction of the worship, bowing.
印证了父与羔羊同为一的这一个事实。
It confirms the fact that the Father and the Son are one.
这个不是我们的重点。
But that's not our point.
我们的重点呢是他们拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉。
But our point is that they had harps and golden vials full of odors.
这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。
Which are the prayers of saints.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这句话好像很平凡。
These words seem very common.
但是这句话也不平凡。
But these words are not common at all.
只要你细细去留意。
Now if you pay attention in detail.
你就注意到一件事。
Then you pay attention to one thing.
他说他们手里拿着香炉。
It says that they have these vials.
那他说那香炉里面是盛满了香。
Now in these vials it is full of odors.
这些香就是众圣徒的祷告。
And these odors are the prayers of the saints.
请问弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这些众圣徒在什么时候祷告
？When did these saints pray？
是在24长老俯伏的时候，他们祷告，长老就把那些祷告就接过来放到香炉里。
These saints pray when the 24 elders fell down and worshipped that when they prayed they took it and placed it there before the Lamb.
当然不是。
Of course not.
我们都晓得。
We all know.
他们拿着香炉的时候。
When they had these vials.
香炉已经在哪里了。
It is already in there.
因为已经盛满了。
Because it is full of odors.
你晓得这些香啊。
Then you realize that these odors.
是和过去很久很久的时间收取过来的时候放在哪里
has been taken over a long period of time and kept there
那到了他们俯伏下来的时候那个香炉都盛满了圣徒们的祷告
now when they fell there and worshipped the vial was full of odors which are the prayer of the saints
你看到这些祷告都是从前
so brothers and sisters you see that all these prayers are saints in the past the prayers they made in the past
但是很稀奇
But what is amazing
弟兄姊妹你读主的话的
Brothers and sisters When you read the Lord's word Then you discover
这是从前祷告过来的祷告
That these prayers Which they prayed long ago
存下来的祷告
When these prayers That I kept from long ago
摆在神的面前
But now a place before God Pay attention
我们中文看不到
In Chinese you cannot see it
圣经的弟兄姊妹你一定能看到
But in English you can surely see this
你看到那些祷告是什么
You see what are these prayers
什么时候的祷告
When are these prayers
现在的祷告
It's the prayers now
是现在的祷告
It is prayers now
但我们也一再的提到
But we may mention again
那个希腊文里面那个现在的这一个时间呢
The time frame in Greek.
不然是指着现在的现在。
Of course, it is pointing at the present now.
也同时是指着要来的现在。
But it is also denoting the present that is to come.
怎么要来的现在呢
？What do you mean by the present that is to come?
就是说这一种光景。
But that condition.
不是到现今就停止。
It does not only end now.
并且继续的发生下去。
But it continues on and on.
你在任何一个时间的点上去看它的时候
So no matter what time frame you look at this
它都是现在
It is still in the present tense
那弟兄姊妹稀奇吗
Brothers and sisters, is that amazing?
你看到这里
Now when you see this
一个一件属灵的事情
It speaks of a spiritual matter
圣徒们的祷告是从前
The prayer of the saints is in the past
也许有亚伯拉罕的祷告在那
Maybe has the prayer of Abraham there
也许有挪亚的祷告在那
Maybe has the prayer of Noah there
有以诺的祷告
Maybe it has the prayer of Enoch there.
而过去许许多多圣徒们的祷告
And all the prayers of many saints
都累积在这一个香炉里
It's accumulated in this vial.
他们给带到羔羊的面前
Now they're brought before the Lamb.
他们也是曾经给带到坐宝座的神的面前
And they also are brought before God who is on the throne.
这些祷告是从前圣徒们所做的
Even though these prayers are prayers of the saints in the past
但是在神的面前一直让神感觉那是现在发生的
But in the presence of God it allows one to feel that it is the present
并且他继续上去的时候仍然维持着这个现在发生的事的光景。
And even if time goes on, it is still in the tense of the present.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你看稀奇吗？
Do you see that is very amazing?
虽然这个不是主题，
And even though that is not the theme,
但是却是给我们提醒了一些事实。
But it does remind us of one thing.
等到我们见主的那一天
On the day when we see the Lord
而且你看见二十四长老都把香炉带来了
Maybe you see the 24 elders bring the vial out And that's the prayer of the saints
如假如我们在这个长老的香炉的里边没有重新在那里我姑且这样说温习到我们的祷告
If I just put it this way From the vial of the 24 elders We are not once again Reminded or revealed The prayer of the, in the vial
就是说我们在过去的年日我们很少祷告
that
甚至没有祷告
That is in our days past We seldom pray or we don't pray at all
在长老的香炉的里边有许多弟兄姊妹的祷告只存在那里就是没有我的
YetIn the vow of these 24 elders, there are prayer of the saints of brothers and sisters, yet not mine.
就是假如那一天真的来到
Brothers and sisters, if when that day comes,
我们会不会后悔？为什么我们在地上不祷告？
Will we regret and say, how come I did not pray on earth?
为什么我们在建筑的以前我们不祷告？
How come I did not pray before I saw the Lord?
真的有很多称为基督徒的人从信主一直到建筑都没有祷告。
Yes, there are many Christians who will not have prayed since they have believed in the Lord until they see the Lord.
我不是说他们没有祷告的动作，他们都会有的，起码感谢主赐我有饮食。
I'm not saying they don't have the movement of prayer because at the very least they'll give thanks for their food.
感谢主拯救了我。
And I thank the Lord for saving me.
但弟兄姊妹你注意。
But brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这是放在香炉里面的祷告。
Now these prayers in the vial.
是给带到神宝座前的。
It is brought before the throne of God.
是给带到羔羊面前的。
It's brought before the Lamb.
我们有理由相信。
We have reason to believe.
这些祷告。
These prayers.
是神听了但神还没有答应
Our prayers that God has listened and yet not answered
所以它还存在哪里
So it is still kept there
那什么事情叫神没有答应呢
And so what are things that God has listened and not yet answered
神永远计划
That has to do with the things in the eternal plan of God
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
这就会给我们留意得到
Then that will allow for us to understand
我们许多时候我们的祷告
Many times our prayers
我们也许会也会为着各种各样的事祷告。
Maybe we have many things in our prayers.
弟兄姊妹，有多少时间我们的祷告是跟神永远的旨意发生直接的关系
？But brothers and sisters, how many times have our prayers have direct relationship with the eternal plan of God?
我们是摸到神永远的旨意而发出我们的祷告的。
That indeed we have touched upon the eternal will of God and then prayed.
在二十四长老。在那来到羔羊面前俯伏的时候
When the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb
他们带着众圣徒的祷告
They brought the prayers of the saints there
好了
Now
我们继续往上看
We'll continue to read on
我今天晚上我一直让弟兄姊妹去注意这个时间的问题的
Tonight we want to focus our attention on time
他们唱新歌说
And they sung a new song saying
你可以拿书卷
Are worthy to take the book
这一节开七印
And to open the seals thereof
因为你曾被杀
For thou was slain
用自己的血从各族各方各国各民中买了人来叫他们归于神
And has redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation
又叫他们成为国民做祭司归于神
And has made us unto our God kings and priests
在地上执掌王权
And we shall reign on the earth Brothers and sisters,
留意了
pay attention.
相同的那个事实，就是跟那个香炉相同的事实，在这一个长老们的唱新歌的事上面又发表出来了。
It is the same fact that's manifested in this new song which they sung that is in the vial.
正因为他们的祷告也好，唱新歌也好，怎么都好，都一直是把那个事实。那个事实带出来，我们就不得不留意。
Whether it's the vows, the prayer of the saints, or the new song, it brings forth the same point, so we must pay attention.
他们唱新歌。
They sang a new song.
什么时候唱？
When did they sing it?
约翰看见他们的时候唱。
It is when John saw them.
约翰看见那些事情发生到那一个时候的时候，他们唱。
It is at the time when John saw those things happen that they sung.
但是弟兄姊妹，你也不要忘了。
But brothers and sisters, do not forget.
当约翰记录启示录的时候
，When John recorded Revelation,
这一件事情就是他看见长老在天上。唱新歌的时候的这件事情是已经过去了的事。
When John recorded Revelation about the scene when the elders sang this new song, that is something in the past.
因为这许多整个启示录都是约翰看过了以后，神就告诉说你把它记下来。
Because this is something that John saw and God told him to record all these things.
所以说记下来的事情对记上。启示录的约翰来说都是过去的事情。
And so to John who recorded the things in Revelation, to him it is something of the past.
虽然他在那里说他过去，也许那个过去并没有太久，也是一天半天以前的事情。
And maybe it was a day or two after he saw these things that he recorded them.
但是当约翰在这里记录下来的时候，
But as John was recording it,
很明显你看到一件事。
It is something very evident that you see.
约翰仍然看见这些二十四长老在唱歌。
That John was still seeing these 24 elders singing and he saw.
虽然他在拔摩海岛在那里记录他所看见的。
Even though he was on the island of Patmos recording what he saw.
但他灵里面那个感觉。
But in his spirit.
他属灵的那个眼睛。
His spiritual sight.
仍然在看着长老们在唱新歌。
It is still.Seeing the 24 elders singing a new song.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你注意,
pay attention.
他们唱什么时候唱?
When did they sing?
就是那个时候唱。
It was at that time that they sang.
就是现在在唱。
It is their singing right now.
我在地上你看见的时候, 他在唱。
They are singing when I saw them in my vision.
现在我记录的时候，我仍然觉得他们现在在唱。
Even as I'm recording what I saw, they are still singing.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你说这个事情
Do you think this is very amazing?
稀奇的不是不仅是在他们什么时候唱。
It is amazing not only when they sing,
而是在他那个新歌是什么。
But it is what that new song is.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
我们来看看那个新歌。
Let us look at the new song.
那新歌首先就是说。
The new song says,
你配拿书卷，并揭开七印。
Thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof.
因为你曾被杀。
For thou wast slain.
弟兄姊妹看到了。
Brothers and sisters, you see.
说提说一件过去的事。
It mentions something in the past.
因为你曾被杀。
Because you were slain.
这个曾被杀和在、跟上面像是被杀过的时间不一样。
Now, this fact is mentioned here, thou wast slain is not the same tense, that is, thou hast freshly been slain.
就是文法上的那个时间不一样。
That is in the tense, in the word that is used, it's not the same.
就是曾就是从时间来说就是过去的。
Now these words "thou was slain" meaning is in the time past that you were slain. You were slain.
是过去做的。
It is done in the past.
用自己的血从各族、各方、各国、国民中买了人来叫他们归于神。
Has redeemed us to God by thy blood of every kindred and tongue and people and nation.
这个呢？
Now this
是过去在做。
It is done in the past.
现在还在做的。
It is being done right now in the present.
所以说是在进行中的。
And so it is ongoing.
然后你就看见
And then you see,
这些事情的结果是什么
What is the result of these things?
归于神
To belong to God
这个是结局
That's the result
然后再下去
and then
又叫他们成为国民做祭司归于神
And has made us unto our God kings and priests
买了人来就做什么
You have redeemed us for what?
头一件事情叫他们做
神的百姓 First is for them to be God's people
第二件事情做侍奉神的人
The second thing is to be those who serve God
这些人从哪里来
And so where do these people come from?
从各族各方各民各国
They come from every kindred tongue people and nation
所有被买来的人
And so all these people that are redeemed
所有用神儿子的血买这个羔羊的血买回来的人
All these people that are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb
一直在那神的儿子一直在那里做这件事情
The son of God is continually doing that thing
叫他们归于神
So that they will belong to God
成为神的百姓
To become his people
成为侍奉神的人
To be those who serve God.
就是你看这些都是说到羔羊从前做的还在进行做的
Brothers and sisters, all these speak of what the Lamb has done and continues to do.
说到在末了的时候
And then at the end,
在地上执掌王权
And we shall reign on the earth.
这个结果结局 结局
that result
就不是说过去了
is not of the past
而是把我们引到将来
but leads us into the future
因为在地上执掌王权不是过去做的
because when we reign on the earth it's not something we have done in the past or ongoing
要等到以后有一天国度在地上显明的时候这个是才成为事实的
but it's one day in the future when the kingdom is manifested on earth then that will be realized
现在你看到
now brothers and sisters you see
第四章
chapter 4
天上那个敬拜围绕着神永远的旨意
The worship in heaven surrounds the eternal plan of God
第五章的敬拜
The worship in chapter 5
是指出羔羊如何去完成神永远的旨意
Points out for us how the lamb completes the eternal will of God
神有一个永远的旨意在哪
God has an eternal will there
从来没有人能把它显明过的
and no one has ever manifested it
更谈不到是成就它
and so you don't need to speak of completing it
出来了
but now the lamb comes forth
羔羊从前所做的
what the lamb has done
现在还继续做的
what the lamb continues to do
做到有一天的时候
when he continues to do to one day that this eternal will of God will be completed
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
我们不得不感谢赞美我们的神
we must praise and thank our God
那这是天上的敬拜
now this is the worship in heaven
我们实在谢谢我们的主
Indeed, we thank our Lord
他把这一个秘密告诉了约翰
He tells the secret to John
借着约翰也告诉了我
And through John, he tells us
我们现在看到了
Now we see it
我们的主钉死在十字架上
Our Lord was crucified on the cross
只是救人脱离死和脱离永远的灭亡就完了吗
If, does it only end when he delivers us from death and eternal damnation
不止了
No, not only
那个只是在起头的时候在人身上显出来的
But that is only manifested upon man in the very beginning
我们常常说这是起头
We often say that is only the beginning
因为羔羊所要完成的
Because what the lamb is to complete
不但是救人脱离罪和死
It's not only to allow for us to depart away from sin and death
羔羊所要完成的
But what the lamb is to complete
乃是神那永远的旨意
Is that eternal will of God
虽然这神永远的旨意的里边
And even in the eternal will of God,
人是羔羊做工的中心
it's the centered point of the work of the Lamb.
但是那个计划的结局却不是人
But the result of that plan is not man.
乃是羔羊自己
But it's the Lamb himself.
这是神永远的旨意的结局
Now that is the result of the eternal plan of God.
所以当你看到四活复活是二十四位长老在敬拜里边带出这个荣耀的事实的时候
Now brothers and sisters when you see the worship of the 24 elders and the four living beasts bring out this glorious fact from verse 11
一直到第五章的末了
to the end of chapter 5
你就看见万有的响应
Then you will see the echo of all creation
就是我们平常波饼唱的那个凭那千万声音呼喊的那首诗歌就是从这里出来的了
And so that is just the very song we sing during breaking Hark 10,000 voices crying
达米弟兄读经读到这里的时候就读出这一个在荣耀里面的那一个光景
When Brother Darby read this he saw that scene that is in glory in heaven
他就写出了那一首诗
And so then he wrote that hymn
那现在我们来看
Now let us see this
长老们把羔羊的完成神旨意的那个过程来发表了以后
Now after God tells us the process in which the Lamb manifests the eternal plan of God
我们其实就念一遍就已经很够了
And even if we read it that is enough
我又看见且听见宝座与活物并长老的周围有许多天使的声音他们的数目有千千万万
And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders and the number of them were 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands
大声说曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄丰富智慧能力尊贵荣耀称颂赞的
saying with a loud voice worthy is the lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength
我们又听见在天上地上地底下沧海里和天地间一切所有被造之物都说 但愿颂赞尊贵荣耀权势都归给坐宝座的和羔羊，直到永永远远。
And honor and glory and blessing in every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Brothers and sisters, this is the echo of all creation. Because the heaven has declared. Therefore, all creation echoes. And this echo, not only is at that present time when John saw it, but it is also in forevermore. Because their worship is in that fashion forever and ever. And so it allows for us to see one thing. In chapters 4 and 5, when you put it together, then we see the substance and the direction of that worship. It comes forth from heaven. Whether it's chapter 4 or 5, we see it surrounds that eternal plan of God. And when we see this is the worship that comes forth from the eternal plan of God, it brings forth two important points. First, God is worthy. Second, the Lamb is worthy.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
当我们看见神的永远的计划的时候，
When we see that eternal plan of God,
我们领会一点点的时候，
When we come to understand a little bit of it,
领会这个计划怎么的完成的时候，
To understand how this plan will be completed,
你没有办法不在神的面前俯伏承认他是配。
There's no way that you cannot but bow down and prostrate before him to acknowledge that indeed he is worthy.
你没有办法不在羔羊的面前俯伏承认。
You cannot but to bow and worship before the Lamb to acknowledge that He is worthy. We praise and thank our God.
那弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
当万有都在这里响应这个这个这个事实的时候,
now when all creation responds to this fact,
天上的反应,
then let us pay attention to the response in heaven.
第五节, 五章末了的那一节,
at the end of chapter 5,
就说, Amen.
And the four living beasts said Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped. And that tells us the heavens respond to one thing, that all creation has done accurately. It is all right. Yes, the one who is on the throne is worthy of worship because he is worthy. Because everything is according to his will. And the Lamb is also worthy. Because he has completed the eternal plan of God. That when all creation responds in this way, and when all creation responds accurately, then also the heavens will respond.
Amen.
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 Oh, 弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
巴不得,
may it be.
我们读这个将来必成的事的时候，
that when we read this period of the things
to come, 我们要抓牢第四章和第五章，
we have to hold fast to chapters 4 and 5,
因为给我们看到一件事，
because it allows for us to see one thing,
从第六章开始，
from chapter 6, when it opens the seal,
这个印一揭开，
when the seal is opened,
那就是神永远的旨意，圣上没有完成的那些事开始完成了。
That is the very beginning of the eternal plan of God, of the things that has yet to be done will begin.
一直完成到新天新地新耶路撒冷。
It will begin until new heaven, new earth and new Jerusalem appears.
那所以第四章和第五章，
and so chapters 4 and 5
是神给约翰看见羔羊在地上要执行神的旨意以前，
is what God allows for John to see before the Lamb executes the things on earth.
先让约翰看见，
first,
羔羊是根据什么来接应。
First, he allows for John to see by what does the Lamb open the seal by.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们晓得。
We know.
这一切都是羔羊给我们做好了。
This is all completed to us by the Lamb.
虽然我们说 这个接应以后的事情直接不发生在教会的身上。
Even though we say that these things from the opening of the seal does not happen directly to the church.
因为这些印一揭开的时候，教会已经不在地上。
Because once the seals open, the church is no longer on earth.
我们还是要敬拜赞美我们的神。
But we also have to praise and thank our God.
因为他是按照他的定义来完成他所要做的。
Because he does all things according to his will.
叫万有都在基督里同归于。
So that all things will be reconciled to him in Christ. We thank our Lord. Let us pray.